This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
And there you saw the four goalies who are still standing. They are protecting the net. Jonathan Quick, 11-1. Henrik Lundqvist with his 166 goals against and two shutouts. Marty Brodeur still getting it done at 40. And Mike Smith, whose team is in a bit of trouble. But all four goaltenders have been fabulous. And via Cisco telepresence, we bring in Kevin Weeks, who was a pretty fabulous goaltender in his day as well. And we're going to talk to him about playing for the Rangers and the Devils as they face each other. We're going to also talk to him about these four goalies. How you doing today, Kevin?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing, guys?
Good.
We're good. We're good. Glad to talk to you. Goalies have been such a big story, Kevin. I know you like that in these playoffs. How about Jonathan Quick now, though, one game away from the Stanley Cup final?
Jonathan Quick's an awesome story, guys. Here's a guy out of Connecticut. I think he's the first NHL goalie that was born in Connecticut to play in the National Hockey League. He's making history in his own way, but more importantly, he's been a huge factor for this team. I got to find out who the LA Kings chiropractor is, though, and their massage therapist, because whoever they are, they better be working on Jonathan Quick. He's carried that team all regular season long. 10 shutouts, all-star game, you name it. Certainly, I think he's right up there with Henrik. Either way, you could flip a coin for the best goalie in the league.
Hey, Kevin, I want to ask you a two-part question because you played for both the Rangers and the Devils. Explain to our viewers out there what it's like being a member of the New York Rangers, you know, in terms of playing at the Garden, what the organization is like internally, and what it's like playing for the New Jersey Devils, because certainly, although they are close in proximity, it is a very different environment, I would imagine.
I think you just asked a really good question there, Ege, and I'm going to say this. Playing for the Rangers, it's an Original Six franchise. They're steeped in tradition. You think of all the great people that are still around and involved, like Adam Graves, a guy I had the chance to know growing up here in Toronto, like Mark Messier and Mike Richter. Just a tradition that's there. I always love playing in MSG as a visiting player. But to have the chance to be a part of the Blue Shirts and to see just how much they mean in a city of New York, people wouldn't recognize that, but I've seen, not only in my time as a player, but now even as an analyst, so many times that I'm taking the train in from Stanford into the city and tons of people wearing Ranger jerseys and hats. And you know what I really loved, actually playing in MSG and having the chance to just walk out of MSG when I played for the Rangers after a game and just walk into the crowd and just being a part of it. It's really is special. And I like the fact that, as you see this year, it's not only about the star system anymore with the Rangers. It's become more about the team and the organizational environment. As far as the Devils, Lou Lamoriello is the hardest working senior manager, senior type hockey person I've ever seen. And I can tell you this, it's a very family-oriented organization. They have certain values and principles that they abide by. I certainly have a lot of respect for Lou and for him setting the tone in his position. For a lot of our viewers and our listeners, you might not know, sometimes we would come back to the rink at the Prudential Center after road trips that Lou wouldn't be on. And we'd actually see the office light on in Lou's office. So that just goes to show you how hard Lou Lamoriello works.
Hey, how about, let's go out west again, because you talked about Jonathan Quick. And I want to ask you a little bit about Mike Smith, because now he's in that tough spot where the team is down 3-0. He has still played pretty well, but what is the mindset there for Mike Smith, you think, going forward?
I think Mike Smith has had an unbelievable season. It's a great transformation that he's had personally in terms of his career. Where he's at with his game right now, I mean, he's taken his game to a whole different level this year. But I think for Mike Smith, the key for him is just to continue to do what he's done, try and steal a game. And if he's able to steal a game, but more importantly, if his teammates come and put 35, 40 shots on Jonathan Quick, they have a chance. If they don't, I think unfortunately for Mike Smith and the Phoenix Coyotes, what has been an excellent season for them could come to an end with this next game.
The next game we will see is Rangers-Devils on Saturday afternoon. Kevin, give us your take on Lundqvist versus Brodeur with the shot blockers in front of Lundqvist. The Devils get the last game, though, some of the spectacular saves Marty Brodeur has been making.
Well, hey, Lundqvist versus Brodeur is a marquee matchup, as you guys know all too well, and I know it. I was fortunate to play with both of those guys, two of the best in the business. Obviously, Marty, one of the best there ever was, and I think Henrik could go down in that same class. providing he stays healthy. But I think that the Rangers need to do a better job this game of protecting Henrik Lundqvist. They do a good job layering, and they've done a great job of that to this point. But last game, the Devils were able to get inside position on a lot of the Ranger forwards, especially their center low in front of Lundqvist and their defensemen. And also, the Devils defensemen did an outstanding job of being a part of the rush. Bryce Salvador was outstanding. Merritt Zidlicky has been a nice acquisition for the Devils. He gives them an added element. So I think Saturday afternoon, this marquee matchup, this matinee, I've got a feeling it's going to overtime. So fortunately for a lot of the folks, it's an early game, but I think they're going to get their money's worth. I just got that feeling, guys. I think it's going to be an OT game.
Well, we haven't seen one in this round yet. Maybe we'll get one on Saturday. Thanks so much, Kevin. We'll see you later tonight on the NHL Network on NHL Tonight.
My pleasure, guys. As always, thanks for having me.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.